In the 2022 midterm elections, Democrats hoped the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision would bring out voters who cared about abortion access. BPR explains how Democrats lost big in Western North Carolina, but that the voter data paints a different picture in the region and holds lasting implications. Western North Carolina Democrats took a big hit in the midterm election. Fewer than 10 Democrats won a seat across the region. Chris Cooper, head of the Public Policy Institute at Western Carolina University, says that in North Carolina, there were early signs that abortion didn't drive turnout for women.
Before the election, we thought we would see a Dobbs effect, right, this abortion decision effect, in terms of gender voting patterns. I think, but the reality is, the place to look at it was in terms of party ID.
Voter data shows that in Western North Carolina, Democrats actually turned out at higher rates than Republicans in 7 counties in the region.
The problem for the Democrats in losing so many races around the West wasn't they didn't turn out their voters, it's that they didn't have enough voters to turn out in the first place.
There were only 13 counties with higher Democratic turnout rates out of the 100 in the state. Cooper posits this could be because of competitive races in the West, like the 11th congressional race and House District 119. Then there are the unaffiliated voters. They represent the largest block in the majority of these counties and the state, but they had the lowest turnout.
So we've got this interesting situation in the West and statewide where more and more people are registering as unaffiliated every day, but reaching them and convincing them to turn out and vote is becoming a harder and harder challenge.
Ahead of the November election, BPR asked voters what drew them to the polls. In Franklin, mother Rebecca McNeely and her son Carter have been voting together since he turned 18. He's now 24. Both agree that this year the main issue on the ballot is women's rights.
I am almost 58 years old and didn't think that in 2022 I would still be fighting for women's rights. It's sad.
It was very important that I come out and vote and be an ally to women.
Others wanted more restrictions on abortion, including Conda McCauley of Franklin.
This administration has almost ruined our country. We need some Republicans back in office. I want people in there who are against abortion.
Although it's impossible to say that abortion was the main issue driving voters to the polls in 2022, Cooper explains it was an important factor in the election.
I think clearly abortion did matter, right? Was it the most important? Was it the only one? Heck, I don't know. But I think clearly it did matter. It was the number one issue for many Democrats. They did turn out. They did vote.
Beyond the politics of the issue, many reproductive rights activists are keeping their focus on the big picture. Nationwide access to abortion. Bans in neighboring states have driven more out-of-state patients to North Carolina, causing long wait times. With North Carolina's 20-week ban, residents here sometimes have to look for care in other states. Between April and August 2022, North Carolina saw an increase in abortions by 37%, the largest increase in the nationwide report by the Society of Family Planning. Many of those patients are from out of state. Outside of North Carolina, a number of states did protect abortion access. Speaking with BPR the day after the election, South Atlantic Planned Parenthood President Jenny Black said she's encouraged.
This is the first midterm cycle in decades that didn't see a wave of opposition to the party in control of the White House, and I believe abortion changed the trajectory of this election.
Here in North Carolina, more abortion restrictions could still be put into place. In January, the General Assembly will return with a near veto-proof majority and a Republican majority state Supreme Court. The General Assembly is expected to take up the issue in the new year. I'm Lily Knepp, BPR News.